Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital universe and bring the most complex topics down to earth for you. I'm Alex, the one who loves to decode the matrix of technology.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and the voice of the people. I'm here to make sure Alex doesn't go too far down the tech rabbit hole without us. Today, we've got a really important topic, WCAG compliance. Alex, before we start, on a scale from 1 to reading the entire dictionary, how complicated is WCAG?
Oh, it's definitely up there, Jamie. But don't worry, I've got my metaphorical tech machete to clear the way through the jargon jungle. WCAG stands for Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. It's like a playbook for making the web a friendlier place for everyone, including people with disabilities.
Ah, so it's like the rules of the road, but for web design. That sounds noble. Why is it a big deal, though?
Great analogy, Jamie. It's a big deal because over 1 billion people worldwide live with some form of disability. Imagine if a chunk of your website's potential audience couldn't use it because it's like a building with no ramp for wheelchairs.
Got it. Making the web accessible is like adding digital ramps. What's the deal with these compliance levels, AAA and AAA? Is it like hotel ratings?
Not exactly, but close. Think of level A as the basic features a website needs to be accessible. AA is the standard most sites aim to meet, balancing practicality and inclusivity. A AAA, though, is the gold standard, offering the highest level of accessibility.
So, more A's, more accessibility. Got it, but how do you even start making a website compliant?
First step is an audit. There are tools out there, like the AxCore CLI, that can help you check your site's current accessibility status. It's like having a health checkup for your website.
Health checkup, eh? Do I need to get my website to do some stretches first?
Not quite, Jamie. But after the checkup, you'll likely need to do some accessibility exercises. Fixing missing alt text on images, ensuring proper color contrast, and making sure your site is keyboard friendly are just the start.
Sounds like a decent workout for my site, but can't I just automate all of this with those tools?
You can catch a lot with automated tools, but they only find about 30 to 40% of issues. Nothing beats real user testing, especially with people who use assistive technologies.
Ah, so a bit of human touch is needed. What about those real-world examples? Any cool ones?
Sure. Think about large streaming platforms or e-commerce sites. Many have dedicated teams for accessibility, ensuring everything from video subtitles to voice command shopping is as seamless as possible.
That's actually pretty cool. But what if I'm just a small website owner?
Great question. Start with the basics. Add alt text, check color contrast, and make sure your site can be navigated with a keyboard. Then document everything and gradually integrate more complex accessibility features. It's about progress, not perfection.
Progress, not perfection. I like that. It's a bit like learning to code or bake or basically anything worthwhile.
Exactly, Jamie. And remember, making your site more accessible isn't just the right thing to do. It can also improve your SEO and protect you legally in many countries.
Win-win. Alex, I think you've managed to demystify WCAG compliance for me and our listeners. Any final tips?
Keep learning and testing. Accessibility is a journey, and check out the WCAG guidelines on the W3C website. They have a ton of resources to guide you.
Thanks, Alex, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. If you found this guide helpful, subscribe to our newsletter for more insights and chuckles.
Until next time, keep your tech game strong and your websites accessible.
Bye, everyone.
Catch you on the digital side.